Here at Reagan National Airport, just outside of Washington, D.C., the lines are already building up. Around 48 million Americans are expected to travel this holiday weekend. That could be a record, up 3.7% on last year's travel. It seems that pre-pandemic levels of travel are back once again after 2 years of COVID-19. But making things worse are staff shortages and cancellations from airlines. We've already had about 2,000 US flights cancelled during the course of this week, and we're expecting more during the course of this weekend. About 42 million people are also hitting the roads this weekend, despite the fact that gas is averaging about $5 a gallon, a historic high which has been pushed up in recent months due to inflation and the war in Ukraine. Nick Harper, Washington.